Вашему вниманию предлагается демонстрация одитинга, проведенная Л. Роном Хаббардом 17 декабря 1952 года. Название этой демонстрации – демонстрация работы с кейсом шага 1, продолжение. Продолжительность записи – 61 минута. Демонстрация оставлена на английском языке, и вы найдете перевод в прилагаемом буклете. Воспроизведено Golden Era Productions.
Put a whole lot of cotton batting in his head, so it's harder to sail through. It was the second hour, afternoon, continuing demonstration of step one, December 17. Go through his head?
Yeah.
Find the cotton batting in there?
Yeah.
Let's take this cotton batting out and make it right where you are and make a powder puff out of it. Okay, now let's go around to the front, change this, let's change this giant's face to a girl's face and put it in that hole that you had up there that you didn't want to see anything in, that was kind of dim, that was just outside the room. Let's put this whole thing over there, let's go over there and put this mock up there.
I had it in that general area all the time.
Oh, you have, huh? Mm-hmm. All right, now let's just take a big dive and get yourself making a noise like a dive bomber, and let's go right straight through this head again.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
All right, now let's put a big rope on this head. Now let's just fly away and carry the head with you. Processing him over here. Finishing action. Got it?
Yeah.
The end of the cycle. Got it there?
No, I'm still flying.
Good, you got it? How far are you flown?
Oh, I'm heading up in space.
Good. Now let's change this. Let's change this giant to a devil and still keep on towing him.
Okay.
Change him to a blue devil.
Yeah.
Green devil. Now stop wherever you are and take this mock-up and take this rope and just start swinging it round and round and round your head. So this thing is really going around in big circles. Got it?
Yeah.
All right, change it into a yo-yo. Put it under your feet. Come down and put it under your feet personally.
Okay.
Got that yo-yo?
Yeah.
All right, make the yo-yo sing Old Black Joe as you roll it up and down now.
Yeah.
All right, change it into this yo-yo into a very, very solid giant, but very tiny, and keep going up and down with the yo-yo. Got it?
Yeah.
What's happening?
The solid giant doesn't have too much.
Well, mock up about six more giants and put them into that little tiny giant. Same statement as you can have lots of giants. When something is unsubstantial, it's just because a person doesn't have enough of it. It's too scarce to have body.
Okay.
Got that? Is he more scarce? I mean, is he more
yeah.
Solid now? Mm-hmm. Now let's fly up to that point in space where you didn't want to see something.
Yeah.
Now let's take this thing and swing it round and round your head. Round and round. Now let's let it blow up in size until it fills that entire space. Call to your attention, chin pull. He's out more thoroughly. Pretty clear is really out, starts to get chin pull. You'll see his chin sink back in toward his neck. You get one out that's still got some lines on him, so forth. You always get chin pull. If you kept lines on a body all the time, you would, and you were outside all the time, you would, if that were possible, because the line makes it impossible. The guy would sure look awfully funny. He'd look like some of these Air Corps cadets that go around and put 7 wrinkles in that chin, mister. Got it? Did you get that done?
Yeah, I got a real big way out there.
Really? Yeah. All right, now move him and the space he encloses over about a mile. Got it? All right, blow him up in the space he encloses. Do that? All right, now let's look around and see if there's any other space around that you'd hate to find something in. This amount of randomity in auditing is really not necessary. You just do the most routine job. It does have the more randomity or color that you put into auditing, the more the pre-clear remains interested in what you're doing. It follows that level of interest and aesthetic I was talking about the other day. You don't have to be any terribly interesting. Got it?
I don't see it.
You don't see any? Well, let's come down in the room here and be about in the center of the room. Do that easily?
Yeah.
Let's look down below you and turn all these people into just seething masses of humanity. Roaring, seething masses of humanity. Let's put them all in hell. Or got some of these overt acts while we're at it. That, by the way, doesn't accomplish a new overt act. That actually works out old overt acts. Let's put them all in hell? Well, now, while you've got all those in hell, select out one particular body, mock it up, put a pitchfork through it, and put it on the toasting coals. I wonder who it is. Got it? Really got it there? All right, change it to a Frankfurter. Now, put it on a big table out in front of the class. Carve it up very carefully. And demonstrate and say to them, oh, this demonstrates that you can destroy. A mock of everybody looking scared stiff. Mock them all up rushing from the room. Got that? Now mock them all up being destroyed by federal marshals the fact the second they come down the steps. Get the guns going. I get how serious these federal marshals are as they deliver their dying speech for their country and are trampled beneath the crowd. All right, take their guns and blow their brains out. I'll get rid of some of these overt acts myself. Got that?
Yeah.
Oh, well, now that they're all safely dead, let's put them in hell. Put a sign up in front of hell, U.S. Hell. U.S. Department of Hell. Got them? I get these fellows trying to come out and give a dying speech for their country again. Throw them back in.
Okay.
You got that?
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
Pretty good. I was just going to cook up something real good for him.
Huh? You were what?
I was going to cook up something real good for him.
Oh, really? Well, let's get a special spit there in hell on which they slowly rotate.
Mm-hmm.
Set that up, mark it eternity. Got that? Mark eternity, now bring it to an end.
Okay.
Get it? All right, now take them off of these spits and put them in another quarter in two Iron Maidens.
Yeah.
Mark that eternity number two. Process to this case stop. So let's bash eternity in the head one way or the other. Got that?
Yeah.
Okay, now let's roll all of that hell and the Iron Maiden and the old spits and everything else and these signs up into a little ball about the size of a golf ball. Keep it for two forevers.
Okay.
Throw it away.
Okay.
Got that?
Yeah.
All right, mark up another golf ball.
Yeah.
Keep it for four forevers.
Okay.
Take a billiard cue. Drive it through a croquet wicket.
Okay.
Move it up from where you have it, 20 feet.
Okay.
Turn it into a ball of fire and knock it through another croquet wicket. Accustoming to energy. Now, move that about 80 feet to the right.
Got it there? Mm-hmm. Turn the croquet wickets into hoops of molten electricity. They're going zong, zong, zong.
Yeah.
Now reach over with a mocked up thumb and forefinger and snuff them out. Got it? All right. Now move this whole thing about 100 feet to the left. Whatever you got there. Now let's turn everything you have into a column of howling electricity. Make it howl, by the way. Change it to a howl. Make it go ow, ow, ow. Still got the roar? Or did you make it howl?
Okay.
Do you howl, make it howl now?
Mm-hmm.
Now make it howl all lang syne. Now jump right onto the top of it and squash it flat. Stop it. Stop good? All right, start it up again. Got it going again? Okay, now move it about 18 feet. Up. Completely random, of course, which direction you move things and how. Well, if you run them too long in front of the guy's face or behind his back, by the body, you'll start flows going too consistently in that direction. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now get it roaring again. Now increase the roar. Now decrease the roar. Now stop the roar. Do that. Where are you, by the way?
Not too close to here.
Not too close, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's increase this. Let's start the roar up.
Yeah.
Stop the roar. Alright, now start the roar up again and start it up and make it go like this, roar, roar, and then get it doing a sort of a crescendo, an increase, and then a decrease, and an increase, and a decrease, and an increase, and a decrease. Got it? All right. Now, make it stop with the sound of brake lining squealing.
Okay.
Now, make it start up with a brake lining squealing. All right, make it lie horizontally with still that sound going. All right. Now make the sound go bump, ba-da-dump, bump, bump, bump. Okay, what's happening? All right, stop all action in that mock-up. Now take the mock-up and press it very flat and thin until it's a pie plate.
Yeah.
Put a pre-clear in the pie plate. Mock up a huge icebox.
Yeah.
Put the pre-clear in the icebox and then bring him out fully baked.
Yeah.
Got that? And get him singing Auld Lang Syne.
Yeah.
Okay, now take this pie plate and turn it into a flying saucer. Put it in a catapult from Roman times. Now stretch the catapult out and fire the thing way out into space.
Yeah.
Now you get on the catapult and stretch it way out and fire yourself way out into space.
Yeah.
Got that? Okay, change yourself into the shape of a flying saucer as you fly along there.
Yeah.
Okay, now move out of the flying saucer and change it into a drum.
Okay.
All right, take three turtles, mock them up into 1776, give one the drum, five, have march. What you got?
I got them rigged up like the...
Okay, good.
Guys.
Good. Now, make that pipe sound like a pipe organ. Now make the drum sound like a bell. Every time it's hit, a bell rings.
Yeah.
Got it. Change them off into three Marines.
Yeah.
Three angels.
Yeah.
Six angels. 8 pallbearers. Put them around the coffin, open up the coffin lid, get in. Mark up a big cigar.
Yeah.
And sit there and go riding off to the funeral parlor.
Okay.
All right. Mark up the funeral parlor. Get out of the coffin. Put the undertakers in the coffin. Put the pallbearers in the coffin. Put the class in the coffin.
What?
The class. Turn it into a flying saucer.
Okay.
Wind it up with a big crank.
Yeah.
Point her straight up and let her go.
Yeah.
When it gets way off there, make it blow up.
Okay.
Got it? Okay, now, be 2 feet back of your head.
I'm over there somewhere.
I know, be 2 feet back of your head.
Okay.
See the back of your head?
Yeah, that's what I was checking, looking around. Chicken collar and hair.
Mm-hmm. Look familiar?
Yeah.
Change it into green hair.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's look at it again.
Waiting?
Yeah. Oh, I was waiting for you, yeah. Okay, now I want you to take your hand, put it up there in your knee. Now from where you are, back of your head, make your body lift the right arm and drop it. Just tell the body to lift the right arm and drop it. Do that from outside easily?
No. What kind of beam you want on there?
Oh, no beam. You're jumping way ahead. I mean, just tell the body to lift the right arm. That's right. I'll tell it to lift the left arm. Don't lift the right foot. Left foot. Okay, now let's swing around over the top of the left hand.
Yeah.
Got it? Let's take a look at the index finger of the left hand.
Yeah.
Now, you want to lift these with anchor points?
Okay.
Okay, let's put a couple of anchor points up on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Now let's string a line down from one and around the index finger of the left hand up to the other one.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's go up and just push those anchor points apart and keep that line taut and lift that finger. Okay, that's good. Cut it loose. That's fine. Any had any difficulty?
No, worked very hard.
All right, mark yourself up panning. Okay. Now, right by the outside, I get the beautiful sadness of how hard it is to work. Now, put that on the body. Now, mock up a little dancer. Now let's put the emotion, joy of dancing, into her and feel it back out of her. All right, pick that emotion up and put it on yourself.
Yeah.
Send her away, the body away.
Yeah.
Let's move over this index finger now, and let's mark up a great big hand, horribly big hand there in the place with huge iron gloves on it.
Yeah.
All right, let's get enormous machinery, blocks and tackles, and mark them up there,
mm-hmm.
Blocks and tackles. Now let's put about a 2,000 horsepower diesel engine there, working winches.
Yeah.
Now fasten that down around the right index finger, that huge hand. Let's have it lift. And look at the workman panting and straining. Get how hard they're panting. All right, take that whole thing out and throw it down the drink. Okay, let's move in over that right hand. Left hand, rather. Move in over the left hand. And let's fasten a line on it. Just fasten a line on it this time. Let's see if you can move it just by moving upwards. Pulling with a tractor beam. Make tractor beam contract right from where you are. Just park yourself above it there. Just make the tractor beam contract. did a little yank and cut it loose. Okay, now, was it easier with that single tractor beam or with the two anchor points?
It was easier with the tractor beam, still.
It was. All right, now let's put another tractor beam on it, and this time all we're trying to do is just give it a yank up in the air and cut it loose. Just develop a little facility here. I mean, for speed of cutting loose, not for anything else. How's it making out? Did you cut it loose? Good and tight?
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's move in over that. You're doing fine. Let's move in over that. Let's pick up the middle finger there in the hand, just to give that a little vacation. Pick up the middle finger of the hand and turn it yellow, turn it blue, turn it pink. Mark up a log of wood.
Yeah.
Okay, get this log of wood with a lumber crew working on it, get it all sawed up. All right, let's turn each slab of wood there that you've got sawed up into a bomb.
Yeah.
All right, let's throw each one of those away and have it explode when it gets considerable distance back.
Once in a while, I get a black spot show when I do that.
Yeah?
Yeah, just saying.
Well, do it. Did you finish them all?
Not quite. No.
All right, the next one you throw out there, make sure you get a white spot instead of a black one. Make that.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's move in over that hand again. Let's take a look at it. Let's pick up the middle finger, put a tractor beam on it, and give it a pull up into the air. Let's see if you can pull it up and really, really hurt it. I mean, pull it up so enough so it hurts. Thank you. of it?
No pain, just feels solid, like.
All right, now let's just practice cutting it loose quick. Well, good enough for you. You're fine. All right, let's sweep in our left hand now, and let's take that finger and mark it up just enormous. Get that finger just enormous, lying clear across this whole room. And all the students sort of helping the thing to be braced there across the room. Got it? Now I have God put down a huge tractor beam, and get him straining and sweating and lifting that finger just a 1/16th of an inch, and get all the students cheering madly. Okay, now get the finger falling and breaking into pieces because of this treatment.
Yeah.
Hang the fragments out on the car line. Change them all into donuts.
Yeah.
Now change the donuts into rolling hoops of electricity and have them go snapping and howling down the road after that streetcar to punish it. Get the streetcar promising to be more quiet. Now just get the street blowing up extravagantly. Just get it blowing up in large geysers and spurts and snaps. Got that? Now rebuild it and give them a golden street out there. Okay, turn it to normal, come back in. Come over this finger, put a tractor beam on it, and give her another boost up into the air and then drop it for speed. Feel good?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel, Louis?
A little easier.
Feel a little easier, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what do you know? Now let's see if we can get a faster release on that before we go on any further. A little faster. You slide down the chair a little bit further. That better? All right, now let's come in over the index finger this time. And let's see if we can work for just a slightly faster cut loose. Good, that was a good fast one. Good, swell. All right, now let's mock up you on a ship, and the roaring tide is carrying this thing in the wrong direction. Get those hawsers going out there and get them singing and tight. Got it? Now spit on the rope and have it part.
Yeah.
Okay. Throw that mock up over about 8 blocks from here and let it blow up over there.
Okay.
All right, let's move in over. Now let's take the other hand for the moment. And let's move in over the other hand and pick up the index finger of the other hand. Good. Good. That's very good. All right. How'd that make you feel?
Okay.
I have to slide down just a little bit further, Jeremy, so it's a little more comfortable. Okay? All right. Now let's mock up your right hand out on the floor.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move it over to the left side.
Yeah.
Move, blow your feet.
Yeah.
Turn it purple.
Yeah.
Green.
Yeah.
Above your head.
Yeah.
Get it throwing sparks. Face on the ball of each finger and have them glare at you. Yeah. Okay. Now let's throw the hand out in the street.
Yeah.
All right, let's move over any two fingers on the right hand. And pull them together with a beam. Okay, now let's pull those two fingers apart with a beam. Okay, good. Good, let's pull them together with a beam now. Good, now while they're together there, wrap a beam around the two of them and lift them up in the air. Okay, good enough. Let's move over now to the left hand, and let's move any two fingers together. Okay, let's just go through that. Let's move the four fingers together and then apart, just spread them all. Now, let's move two fingers together on that hand and pick them up. Good, that's fine. Now let's move over there to the right hand and move all those fingers together and pick up four fingers. How'd you feel about that one?
It's hard.
Oh, boy. All right, let's mock up that hand. Let's mock up that hand now. And let's hide it. Let's hide it in a green box. Got that?
Yeah.
Now let's stuff the green box down the mouth of the cannon and fire it. Okay, now let's move over the left hand. Let's close up those four fingers there. then pick them up. Okay, now let's move over to the right hand and close three fingers together. Just three, and pull the fourth one separate. Lift the three. Hand as you do so, help you. That was fine. Now just for speed, let's pull three fingers together there on the left hand and pull the fourth one separate. And let's put a beam on those three fingers now and lift them up just for speed of cutaway. Not rushing and doing it. And let's lift those three up and see how quick we can cut them. Good. How do you feel?
Tired.
Got tiredness? All right. Walk up your body way out there in the street. Put your body out in the street. Look at it real close. Got it? Yeah. All right. Now let's get it getting very old and worn. Let's put a huge toboggan behind it with something marked care on it as a package and have it go trudging up the street. All right, now let's take that body and that mock-up. Let's mock up a whole lot of people down in the street. Let's pick up that body and throw it down on top of them and make them practically explode. Okay. All right, move that crowd further down the street and mock up another body and pick it up and make it just glow with molten electricity and throw it down on their heads and blow them all to pieces.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
How'd that make it feel? How'd that make it feel? Okay?
Yeah.
All right, now let's take the four fingers of your left hand, pull them all together and give them a little boost up into the air. Good. How'd you feel about that? That's okay? All right, take the four fingers of the other hand and give them a boost up into the air. Put them together and give them a little boost up in the air. And this time, just get speed, cut loose. When you decided to cut them loose, we'll see how fast you can cut them loose after you cut them. Good. Okay? How you feel about that?
A little better.
A little better? Why don't you do it again?